Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Richard sent me a great story out of the BBC about a small town and its broadband problems, which were all caused by one old television set. I've been places before. I've lived places before where I noticed that my internet speed would go up and down based on time of day as how many of my neighbors were using it at what times and what they're using it for. It doesn't happen anymore, but it used to. But from the BBC, internet, old TV caused a village broadband outage, and the outages were acting mysteriously but problematic for 18 months, a year and a half. People in a small town had this problem. The mystery of why an entire village lost its broadband every morning at 7 a.m. was solved when engineers discovered an old television was to blame. Now, this is all going on in Aberhosen Powys, and again, I'm probably mispronouncing it, I apologize. But an unnamed person in that town is unaware that their old TV set would emit a signal which interfered with the entire village's broadband. After 18 months, engineers began to investigate after a cable replacement did not fix the problem. The embarrassed householder promised not to use the TV ever again, and the village now has stable broadband. Funny how that works. OpenReach engineers were baffled by the continuous problem, and it wasn't until they used a monitoring device that they found the fault. The resident would switch their TV on at 7 o'clock every morning, and electrical interference emitted by their secondhand TV was affecting the entire broadband signal for the town. The owner, who does not want to be identified, was mortified to find out their old TV was causing the problem, according to OpenReach. The engineer said they immediately agreed to switch it off and not use it again. Engineers walked around the village with a monitor called a spectrum analyzer to try to find any electrical noise to help pinpoint the problem. And at 7 a.m., boom, like clockwork, it happened again. Our device picked up a large burst of electrical interference in the village. And it turned out that at 7 a.m. every morning, the occupant would switch on their old TV, which would in turn knock out broadband for the entire village. The TV was found to be emitting a single high-level impulse noise, sometimes called a shine, which causes electrical interference in other devices. Mr. Jones said the problem has not returned since the fault was identified. So, Suzanne Rutherford, who is the chief engineer lead for Wales of OpenReach, said anything with electric components from outdoor lights to microwaves can potentially have an impact on broadband connections. We just advise the public to make sure their electric appliances are properly certified and meet current British standards. And if you have a fault, report it to your service provider in the first instance so that we can investigate. And it's one of those great mysteries in life. And people will tell you these great stories about these crazy things that happened. And, you know, it's an electrical issue, and electrical stuff can be so confusing. But, the old TV set knocks out broadband to the entire village. I remember a story talking to one of the mechanics at one of the gas stations I worked at who said that a person had a car, and it was an older person, didn't drive the car very often, but from time to time the battery would go dead, and it was a new battery. And they drove the car, battery is fine, but the battery still went dead more often than it should have or sooner than it should have. And so a couple of the good mechanics, the type who sit around and try to figure this stuff out without giving up on it, sat down and looked at the car, every possible thing. And one of them popped the trunk to look at something, and the trunk had a trunk light. Light came on when you open the trunk, close the trunk, light goes out. Or so you think. Disconnected the trunk light, problem never happened again. So apparently, I think that they figured out that the switch was bad and they replaced the switch. But the point is that they had ruled everything out. And it's the old joke about, you know, you close your refrigerator, how do you know the light is out? Well, you generally hope it is, but you never know because you open it up, it comes back on again, right? And so here there's a deck lid on a car that you open it, light comes on, you close it, and the light would stay on. Who knew? And apparently some very, very smart mechanics figured that out, you know. But how do you spot something like this? But, you know, you think about it, and you know, as cable volume, the amount that can come down your pipeline is increasing. I think some of this stuff is going to start becoming less common. But I'm thinking about three, not my current cable system, not the one before that, but three cable systems back. I would see a pronounced drop in cable speed around 5 o'clock. And I had several neighbors who came home from work right around then, presumably fired up their Netflix and whatever else it was that chewed up the bandwidth, and I would see my cable speed drop dramatically. And it would stay low all evening. And then in the morning, if I got up and checked my cable speed, nice and high, it'd stay high all day, drop again at 5 o'clock. So that's basically because so many people are using it. And I assume, and I'm sure some engineers out there are going to say, Steve, this is completely wrong. But I like to think of it as like there's a pipeline with water coming out of it. And I open, turn on my spigot, and I got lots of water. People up and downstream of me start turning their spigots on. Next thing you know, we're still getting water, but just not as much. So the question is, do you think people in town know who this person is? Because I think we could all guess which of our neighbors is most likely the one that's still got a big old tube TV. You turn it on, you see the screen go like this, and it warms up, you know? We probably can guess who that person is. You wonder if the town should all pitch in and buy this person a nice big screen TV. They're not that expensive these days, you know? So that's what I would do. If I was in the town and I suspected I knew who it was, I would get together with a few people and say, hey, let's all pitch in and buy them a new TV. Why not? On one level, you'd be tempted to be angry, but you understand that, no, they didn't know what's happening. But again, internet, old TV caused village broadband outages for 18 months. And what's most remarkable about this, I think, is that it happened at 7 a.m. like clockwork. And you start to ask yourself, what happens at 7 a.m.? And so the people who are sending the signal into the town are going, what happens at 7 a.m.? They're assuming it's from their end. They're not thinking it's the other end. Because what would happen? It would cause it. But of course, a town-wide problem for a small town, that would do it. So there you go. BBC has a story. Richard sent it to me. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Sarcasm is just another service I offer.